Thank you. 德国。
Shout it loud, hallelujah! Shout it, Jericho destroying, hallelujah! Let's rise up on our feet as we close our eyes. Let's put two hands to the Lord as we sing this song loud and clear.
Holy Ghost, we are good.
Impossible. Impossible.
Declare this loud and clear. Oh, thou that troubleth my Israel, the God of Elijah shall trouble you today. In the name of Jesus, let's open our mouth and declare it. Oh, thou that troubleth my Israel, the God of Elijah shall trouble you today. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Our Lord and our God, we thank you for this evening. We praise the holy name for bringing us here. And we thank you for what you always do at these Wednesday meetings. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. This evening, visit us by your power. Lay your hands upon our lives. All the people that were brought here this evening, let there be no one who will go home with a plastic experience. In the name of Jesus, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob shall arise for your sake tonight. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. Tonight is a night of warfare. And as many people as are gathered there this evening, and they definitely want their lives to be what God wants it to be, they should prepare themselves for touching heaven and for having heaven to touch them. Because tonight, we are going to look at praying to restore destinies. Praying to restore destinies. And it's good for you to be very attentive. Because this is an area where the enemy doesn't want anyone to pray at all. Praying to restore destinies. Let's look at some scriptures very quickly. The first scripture is in John chapter 18. The gospel according to St. John chapter 18. Look at what it says in verse 37. Because we need to put some scriptures together so that you can understand certain deep things, then you'll be able to know how to pray. In John chapter 18, verse 37, Pilate therefore said unto him, that is to Jesus, "Have thou a king then?" He said it in a mocking manner. He was just making fun of himself. Yes, man, you're calling yourself a king. I've been pushed around like this. Right? King Kyoka? King. That was the manner in which he asked the question. But he got a very serious answer. Jesus answered, "Thou seest that I'm a king. To this end was I born." That is, I am born to be a king. And for this cause came I into the world. So because I have to be a king, that's why I came. That I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. To this end was I born. And for this cause came I into the world. Could you say those two things, beloved? Can you say it again loud and clear? Can you now shout it louder than anybody around you? Could you honestly answer that question for yourself? Do you know the end to which you were born and the cause for which you came? Jesus was able to answer that fellow.
Say
yes. You are correct. That's where I was born. That's what I came here to do. This is where we need a lot of prayers tonight. Go straight away to the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 1. Verse 5. Jeremiah 1:4-5. Jeremiah chapter 1, 4 to 5. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, listen to this, beloved. Before I formed thee in the belly. That is before your daddy met your mommy. Let alone talking about conceiving you now. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. All these were done before a baby boy came out, and they said, "This is Jeremiah." There is something, beloved, known as foreordination. There is something known as preordination. Before you got formed, a decision was taken by the Almighty God. Say, you are a daughter of destiny. He is a son of destiny, a child of destiny.
That is,
he has formed you for a purpose. Please keep that in your spirit. In the book of Matthew chapter 26, verse 24. Matthew 26:24. The Son of Man goeth as it is written of him. But woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had not been born.
bí ó ṣe pé a kò bí.
That is, there is a kind of life somebody can be living.
Ẹni pé irúfẹ́ ìgbé ayé kan wà tí ènìyàn lè máa gbé.
By the calculation of heaven, it would have been better if you were not born at all.
Lójú ìṣirò tọrún, kò bá ti súnwọ̀n, kọ́ má bí onítọ̀hún rárá.
There is something that is called a written record about every man and woman sent into the world.
Ohun kan wà tí a mọ̀ sí àkọsílẹ̀ kan nípa gbogbo ènìyàn bá ṣe ọkùnrin.
The son of man goeth.
Ọmọ ènìyàn lọ
bí
a ti kọ̀wé
of him. There was something written about Jesus.
Ìwé kan wà tí wọ́n kọ nípa ti Jesus.
And he was going according to that.
Ó sì lọ gẹ́gẹ́ bí wọ́n ti kọ.
According to that.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí wọ́n ti kọ.
Let's go to another scripture.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká tún mú ẹsẹ̀ ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run òmíràn.
In Ecclesiastes chapter 10.
Ìwé oníwàásù orí kẹwàá.
Let's put all the scriptures together.
Ká kó gbogbo ẹsẹ̀ ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run wọ̀nyí papọ̀.
Ecclesiastes chapter 10.
Ìwé oníwàásù orí kẹwàá.
Look at verse 7.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká wo ẹsẹ̀ ìkeje rẹ̀.
Ecclesiastes 10, 7.
Ìwé oníwàásù orí kẹwàá ẹsẹ̀ ìkeje.
I have seen servants upon horses and princes walking as servants upon the earth. That is in heaven. They decided that this fellow should be a prince, but he has been replaced. His position has been taken up. Please note that one too.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká tún kíyèsí eléyìí náà.
Turn right back to the book of 1 Samuel.
Ká padà lọ sí ìwé kìíní Sámuẹ́lì.
1 Samuel chapter 15.
Ìwé kìíní Sámuẹ́lì orí karùndínlógún.
1 Samuel chapter 15.
Ìwé kìíní Sámuẹ́lì orí karùndínlógún.
We are saying this so you can know.
À ń sọ àwọn eléyìí wọ̀nyí kí ẹ bá lè mọ̀.
Destinies can be exchanged.
Ṣé ó ṣeé ṣe láti pààrọ̀ àyànmọ́?
Destiny can be transferred.
Ó ṣeé ṣe láti gbé àyànmọ́ fún ẹlòmíràn.
Another person can take over the destiny of another person.
Ẹlòmíràn lè gba àyànmọ́.
Destiny can be taken away.
Wọ́n lè mú àyànmọ́ lọ.
In 1 Samuel chapter 15.
Ìwé kìíní Sámuẹ́lì orí karùndínlógún.
Look at verse 28.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká wo ẹsẹ̀ kejìdínlọ́gbọ̀n.
And Samuel said unto him.
Sámuẹ́lì sì wí fún un pé.
The Lord hath rent the kingdom of Israel from thee this day.
Olúwa fa ìjọba Ísíráẹlì ya kúrò lọ́wọ́ rẹ lónìí.
And hath given it.
Ó sì fi fún.
To a neighbor of thine.
Aládùúgbò rẹ kan.
That is better than thou.
Tí ó sàn jù ọ lọ.
So what David got.
Ohun tí Dáfídì rí gbà.
Was a transfer of destiny from Saul.
Òun ni gbígbé àyànmọ́ látọwọ́ Saulu fún òun.
Go back to that 1 Samuel chapter 2.
Bàbá tún padà sí orí kejì ìwé kìíní Sámuẹ́lì kan náà.
1 Samuel chapter 2.
Ìwé kìíní Sámuẹ́lì orí kejì.
Look at it from verse 27.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká wò láti ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹtàdínlọ́gbọ̀n.
These are very serious scriptures.
Ẹsẹ̀ ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run wọ̀nyí wọ́n.
But it's good for us to look at it first.
Bó dára ká farabalẹ̀ wò wọ́n
náà. Before we now go into a small analysis.
Ká tó lọ sí àtúpalẹ̀ kékeré.
And then before we now go into our destiny restoration prayers.
Ká wá lọ gba àwọn àdúrà tó ń mú àyànmọ́ padà bọ̀ sípò.
In 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 27.
Ìwé kìíní Sámuẹ́lì orí kejì ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹtàdínlọ́gbọ̀n.
Are we there? And there came a man of God unto Eli.
Ẹni Ọlọ́run kan tọ Eli wá.
And said unto him.
Ó sì wí fún un pé.
Thus saith the Lord.
Báyìí ni Olúwa wí.
Did I plainly appear unto the house of thy father?
Gbangba kí èmi fi ara wọn ilé bàbá
rẹ. When they were in Egypt in Pharaoh's house.
Nígbà tí wọ́n ń bẹ ní Egypt nínú ilé Pharaoh.
And did I choose him out of all the tribes of Israel to be my priest?
Èmi kò sì yàn kúrò láàrin gbogbo ẹ̀yà Ísíráẹ̀lì láti jẹ́ àlùfáà
mi. To offer upon my altar to burn incense.
Láti rúbọ lórí pẹpẹ mi láti fi tùràrí jóná.
To wear an ephod before me.
Láti wọ ephodì níwájú mi.
And did I give unto the house of thy father all the offerings made by fire of the children of Israel?
Èmi sì fi gbogbo ẹbọ tí ọmọ Ísíráẹ̀lì máa ń fi iná sun fún ìdílé bàbá rẹ.
Wherefore kick ye at my sacrifice and my offering which I have commanded in my habitation and honorest thou thy sons above me.
Èsì tí ẹ̀yin fi tàpá sí ẹbọ àti ọrẹ mi tí mo palẹ̀ àṣẹ ní ibùjókòó mi ìwọ sì bu ọlá fún àwọn ọmọ rẹ jù mí lọ.
To make yourself fat with the chiefest of all the offerings of Israel my people.
ti ase fi gbogbo ayo ebo Israeli awon eniyan mi mu ara yin sanra.
Wherefore,
nitori na,
the Lord God of Israel said,
Oluwa Olorun Israeli wi pe,
listen beloved,
e te ti gbo mi o,
I said indeed,
emi ti wi ni toto,
that thy house,
pe ile re,
and the house of thy father,
ati ile baba re,
shall walk before me for how long?
Yo ma rin niwaju mi,
forever,
titi.
So but now,
ṣugbọn nisisiyin,
the Lord said,
Oluwa wi pe,
be it far from me.
Kamari,
that is, I changed my mind.
Eni pe mo pokoda.
For them that honor me,
awon ti o bu ola fun mi,
I will honor.
Emi o bu ola.
And those that despise me,
ati awon ti ko kabisi,
shall be lightly esteemed.
Ni a o si se alaika.
So behold, the days come that I will cut off thy ham and the ham of thy father's house.
Ki esi ojo won ni nbo ti emi o ke iru re kuro ati iru baba re.
But there shall not be an old man in thine house.
Yo si arugbo kan ninu ile re.
Let's leave the rest. It was the destiny of this fellow. I was transferred to
Samuel.
That's what he said in the book. Although the Lord made up his mind before, that your family will continue to walk before me forever. That's what God said to the family of Eli before. But at that level, God said, fine, now, no. No longer. And I'm now going to transfer. And he transferred. These are serious matters. And I put up all these scriptures for you to see. There are many more, but we don't have time because we have to set up time to pray. Question number one to answer is this. What is destiny? What do we understand by destiny? From the perspective of the Bible,
ni oju bibeli,
and the word of God,
ati oro Olorun,
your destiny is God's purpose for your life.
Ayomo re ni ipinu Olorun fun aye re.
What God had in mind when he created you and allowed you to come to this world, that is your destiny. What is your destiny? Your destiny is your appointed or ordained future. What is your destiny? Your destiny is what God has predetermined you to be. It is what God has predetermined you to become. In His own divine will. What is your destiny? Your destiny is why you were born. Your destiny is the expectations of heaven for your life.
It
is what heaven expects from you. Not what your pastor expects. Not what your mother expects. Not what your neighbor expects. But what heaven expects from you. Not even what you expect from yourself. But what heaven expects from you. What is your destiny? Your destiny is what is written in heavenly records concerning
you.
That's why the Bible said the Son of Man goeth as it is written of him. What is your destiny? Your destiny is your divine predetermination. Your destiny is your four ordination.
Ayomore uni iya soto re saju akoko.
Your predestination.
Ibi ti ohun ta ti yan fun o lati bere pepe.
That is, your destiny is what God actually created you to do.
Eyi ni pe ohun ti ayomore ni ohun ti Olorun da ogun lati le se.
And to become in life.
Ati ko da ninu aye.
That is what your destiny is.
Ohun ti ayomore je niyan.
If you look at a bell now.
Baba wa wu ago.
The destiny of that bell is when you ring it and it calls people to attention. If somebody now converts the bell to something, it will be urinating inside. then you have changed the purpose.
The
bell is not made for that purpose. But somebody now is using it for a different purpose. You have changed the destiny of that bell. The way God operates is very simple. God first of all locates an assignment. It is not the human beings he will look for first. No.
It's
his assignment.
His
mission. After God has put identify the mission, then God will reverse to go and create the kind of human being who will carry out that mission. He has programmed the person. That's why we say destiny is what God has created you to do. And created you to be something God created you to become in life. Your destiny is what heavens have programmed your life to do. It is your prophetic power. Prophetic power to move. Your destiny is your divine plan and purpose. Your destiny is your divine, the divine roadmap for your life. The divine roadmap for your life. Unfortunately, when we're talking about destinies, there is no amount of teaching. Someone motivational talk, words of wisdom that can make you fulfill your destiny until you begin to pray destiny changing prayers. Somebody can speak to you to motivate you, but they say that one definition of insanity is somebody who is increasing speed when he has missed the road. You have already missed the road and you are running. Somebody has missed the road already. And then somebody is motivating you to move faster. You are just, it's insanity. When somebody has missed the road, the first is to stop. And if you are driving a car, you only need a small turn to either left or right to go back to where you are coming from. Or to go into the bush or any other place. This is why you need to understand that the devil has really destroyed so many things. When you are not walking according to your roadmap again, anything can happen to you in the road in which you are moving. What is your destiny? Your destiny is why you exist. Is your mission here on earth? Is your portion and lot in life? When you begin to say, "Oh Lord, let me possess my portion," you are talking about your destiny. When somebody says something bad to you, and you say, "I reject it in Jesus' name, that will not be my portion, that will not be my lot," yes. You are saying that those kind of things they are saying is not part of your life. What is your destiny? Your destiny is the divine agenda for your life. What is your destiny? Your destiny is the original divine intention for your life. The original divine intention for your life. A lot of people have recreated themselves. No, you cannot. If you recreate yourself outside your destiny, you are looking for trouble. What is your destiny? Your destiny is the blueprint, the divine blueprint for your life. The divine blueprint for your life. It is that blueprint that will give you your purpose and direction. It will chart your course in the journey of life. Before a house is built, there must be a blueprint or a plan. It shows where the windows will be, where the doors will be, where the staircases will be. Without that blueprint, you won't get a good house. Your destiny is the divine blueprint for your life. I want you to understand this very well now. I've told you several things so that you can know, you can understand what we're saying. What is your destiny? Your destiny is your prophetic purpose. The prophetic purpose of your life. What is your destiny? Your destiny is your divine compass. That is what we mean. I have said all that. Let me now make this statement. God has a plan for every life. Right now, as you are sitting down listening to me, you are either in that plan or you are out of it. Right now, as you are sitting down listening to me, you may just be experimenting with your life.
Try this.
You try that. But you are not an experiment. There is a purpose for your living. You are not an accident. God knew you were before your father and your mother brought you into the world. If now you don't take hold of your destiny and guard and protect it and barricade it from destiny robbers, you will lose it. No man born of a woman, beloved, can succeed outside his destiny. Anybody is succeeding outside his destiny is undergoing what we call evil success. Unfortunately, majority of human beings are completely unaware of their destinies. There is a conspiracy on. A battle to steal destinies. There is a department in the kingdom of darkness. A very powerful department. Known as destiny destruction. And beloved, they are succeeding so much. By the time sometimes we say somebody is dead, by the calculation of heaven, he never lived. So whether he was alive or dead, heaven was not concerned. Because what heaven's expected him to come and do, he's not doing. So as far as heaven was concerned, he did not come here. He did not live at all. That's why the greatest enemy anybody has on earth, is any power that does not want you to fulfill your destiny. Any
power.
Whatever the power is, if the agenda of that power is that you will not fulfill your destiny, that's your greatest enemy on earth.
Bo ba je eto tabi ipin agbara na ni pe oni ma yan mo re se ohun lo ta re to ga
lo laye. Once a person gets out of his destiny.
Ni won igba ti eniyan ba ti bo so de kuro ninu ayan mo re.
All is shouting that I'm great, I'm this, I'm that, shouting that you are superior to the devil is a joke.
Bo gbo igbe e moju esu lo alagbara ni mi. Gbogbo re asun la asun ninu asun
all day I will carry Jesus up and throw Satan away. Up up Jesus, down down Satan. Satan will say you are already out of the road.
Gbogbo re won gbe Jesus oke o won gbe Satan sile ekesu ma lo le ki Jesus ma lo soke Satan a duro legba se pe eni to ti sina.
You already miss the road, you are traveling apart. Why did you stay where God wanted you to stay? God called that young prophet. Go to the land of Judah. There was a senior prophet in that town. God did not talk to that one at that time. Now God moved into the life of this small boy. Go to the land of Judah and prophesy. So when you get there, don't eat in anybody's house. Don't go to anybody's house. Deliver your message. Get out of the place. I, the Lord, have spoken. The young prophet got there. Only for the old prophet to confront him. Say, well, did God tell you not to eat here, not to stay here, not to do this, not to do that? He said, yes. The old prophet now said, an angel told me. An angel told me
angel
that you should eat. God spoke to somebody. And then he said, an angel spoke. The young prophet heard. And that was all the devil needed for him to get out of that road. And the devil now strikes him down. When somebody begins to lose his vision, the enemy removes the vision from you. Then when there is no vision, there is no destiny. This is the truth, beloved. When we get to heaven, you hear, well done, good servant. Enter into the joy of your master. Well done means you have done something. Well done, not welcome, well done. Well done means you have done something.
You say,
well done. Come into the joy of your master. There's something he expects you to do. This is where the trouble comes. To every man or woman who wants to fulfill his destiny, there is a department in the kingdom of darkness that wants to destroy it. This is where we need destiny changing, destiny restoration prayers. Unto every Moses there is a Pharaoh. Until every Joseph there is a
Potiphar.
Until every Elijah there is a Jezebel. Unto every David there is a
Goliath.
The opposition will come. When the enemy thinks that the destiny is very risky, he will be attacked. When the enemy sees that your destiny will touch millions of lives, it will come under severe attack. When the enemy sees that your life will impact generations,
it
will come under attack. When the enemy sees that your life has been raised up as a battle axe,
you
come under attack. When the enemy sees that you are programmed to be great, you come under attack. When the enemy realizes it cannot kill you, you come under attack. When the enemy sees that the eagle of your destiny is a high flyer, of course you come under attack. And many destinies fall under such terrible attacks. The trouble now is this: if you have missed your destiny, God has the right to cut you off.
Olorun leto lati ke o kuro
and replace you.
O si paro re.
If you have missed your destiny,
bo ba ti si ayomo re,
then the enemy has the right to ensnare your life.
Ota leto lati deku fun aye onitorun.
If they say leave that life alone.
Mo ba ni fi aye ohun sile.
So but it's not doing what you want him to do.
Ani ejugbon ko se ohun to fe ko se.
So why should I leave him alone?
Kini idi ti wo bi wa fi lorun sile?
It's not working according to your pattern.
Ko sise gege bi ilana to fun.
God told Moses.
Olorun fi Moses.
See thou to it.
Ri pe
that thou doest everything according to the pattern which I showed to you. If Moses got down to the world here and said, where is my opinion that it cannot be done like this, it should be done like this, it should be done like that, Moses will have serious trouble. If you have missed your destiny, then you are running your life on human fuel. If you have missed your destiny, then the person will fade into the archives of almost there or the archive of worthless history.
You say
this person is supposed to be this, but he didn't become it. Because God will not continue to prosper what you are not supposed to do in the first instance. Since he didn't ask you to do it. But when you are walking according to your destiny, all the obstacles you come across in that road of destiny becomes a testimony and becomes a promotion.
So
it's a tragedy to look at your life later, many, many years back, and see that you have wasted it. This is why every day, every night, those who are still a little bit alive in their spirit, you are here for a purpose, but you are in the dark. Something inside them is still crying that your time is almost up and you have not fulfilled your destiny. Something is crying within them that you are wasting the most valuable part of your life, which is time. Time is going. For those who are still alive to what we are saying tonight,
there
is something inside crying that I want to come out. Don't cage me, let me come out. There is something inside of them crying day and night. You are born to contribute something to this generation. Say, please, make that contribution. Something is crying within them. You are walking farther and farther away from receiving your divine well done. Something is crying within them. Don't die. I've not finished with you yet. Something is crying within them. Say you are 30, you are 40, you are 50. You cannot give an account of your life. Where are you going? And something is crying within them.
But
I have been planted within you to make you great, but what have you done with me now? Something is crying within them that what you are doing now, you are far, far below your ladder of expectation. Something is crying within them day and night.
So
you are a lazy person. You are a lazy person. Too lazy to pray. Too lazy to read the Bible. Too lazy to pray. Too lazy to read the Bible. Too lazy to meditate. Too lazy to memorize. Too lazy to live the kind of life God wants you to live. Something is crying within them. Will you allow this cry of destiny to go in vain? Or do you want to arrive at the gate of life? And the Lord says, destiny of brother so so and so come out.
Ayomo arakunrin lagbaja ma bo.
And it comes out.
O si jade.
And say, so, what happened to you?
Kilo sele so.
Say it did not fulfill me.
Ko ma mu mi se.
Therefore,
itori na
I was transferred.
I should give me fellow me
to somebody else.
Give me fellow me,
and the Lord will say, "Away."
Olu animalo ku olodo mi
with this one.
Mule ku
olodo. Because he did not do what you want him to do.
Tori ko mo ta fe ko se.
To come to this world, beloved.
Lati wa sile aye yara.
And miss your destiny and not fulfill it.
Ko ni ton si se ayomo re ko ma muse.
It's the greatest tragedy that can happen to your life.
Ajalu to ga julo to le subu lu eniyan niyan.
Therefore, for those who are serious tonight,
nitori na fa awon to mura giri lasale yi,
we are going to some very aggressive prayers now.
A lo gba awon adura ipa kan bayi.
Many destinies have already been destroyed.
Opolopo ayomo na ti run.
Many don't even know what they are doing.
Opolopo ni o ti e mo ti won se.
Many don't understand what is happening to their lives.
Opolopo moye o to nsele saye won.
Where I grew up many years ago,
ibi ti mo gbe dagba lopolopo odun seyin,
there was a boy,
omokunrin kan wa,
that was born in that town,
ti won bi si ilu yen.
And the day that this boy was born,
lojo ti won bi omo yi,
there are three villages surrounding that town.
Abule meta lo yi ilu yen.
All the villages have their own chief, native doctor, chief witch doctor, chief herbalist.
Awon ilu kokan lo si ni olori adaun se olori elebo logun won be.
The day this boy was born,
lojo ti won bi omode kun,
all the three witch doctors got to where he was born.
Awon adaun se meteta un ni won de ibi ti won bi si.
How they got there, no one knew.
Bi won se de be ko se to mo.
But one way or the other, they knew that somebody important was being born that day.
Lona kan tabo miran won se mo pe enikan to se pataki ni won bi lojo na.
They all came in.
Won si de be.
The mother of this little baby was so embarrassed.
Oju ti iya omode yi gidigidi.
Because all these old men with gray hair were prostrating on the floor.
Nitori awon baba arugbo meteta won yi ti gbogbo orori won ti ja ikida funfun. Won do bale nle be.
And the mother said, "Why are you prostrating?"
Obire won wa ni kini di te fi do bale.
They say it's not for you.
Owo ma do bale.
It's not for your husband.
Ah, do bale for kore.
It's for the baby.
Omo yi la do bale.
Say yes, you don't know what you have in your hand.
Ah, oh, to
our oracle told us that this boy would deliver our people. And as he continued to say those things, the woman was getting more and more surprised. And they all left. And this boy began to grow. One of the most brilliant people you can think about. Highly brilliant. When you set examination questions, and you said answer 3 from 5, this fellow will first of all answer the 3. Then he will answer the extra 2 on the margin. So that the teacher will know that he knows everything. His lowest mark was 98%. In any subject. And those are with teachers who just felt that, how can this man score everything? And it was going on like this. He went on and on and on and on.
But
he finished his school certificate exams. They were going to release the results. One day, he was at the front of their house. Again, reading his book. Because he was a bookworm. It was at that moment somebody driving a trailer started sleeping on the trailer.
He
just ran straight to where the boy was. And there was nothing that trailer broke in his life. Only his head. And that was the end of a destiny that even the demons knew. They didn't allow him to fulfill it. Rise upon your feet. Tonight, as you bow down your heads, confess your sins before God. Confess your sins before God. Confess your sins before God. There are many young men here today who are already lost. There are many young women, old women, old men, they are already lost. They are not in the way of their destiny. And therefore the enemy is fighting them really hard. But the enemy knows they are not where God wants them to be. Beloved, if you pray here tonight and you are sweating and there is a restoration like Jabez, because what helped Jabez was his prayers. It is not motivational talk. It's not even Bible study. What helped Jabez was he prayed destiny restoration prayer. He prayed destiny changing prayers. Ask him to forgive you. Any sin that will make your destiny to remain stagnant, any sin that will not make heavens to arise for your sake tonight, any sin that will give you a useless life, ask him to forgive you now. Tell the Lord you are here tonight to be changed and that you are not here to negotiate, not here to negotiate, that in this generation you must make an impact. In this generation you must make an impact. You cannot live a life that makes no impact. You cannot crawl into an unknown grave. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu agbadura.
Get yourself ready now.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká gbára dì báyìí.
The first prayer I want you to pray.
Àdúrà àkọ́kọ́ tí mo fẹ́ kẹ́ gbà.
Is for thousands of us gathered here.
Ó wà fún ẹgbẹ̀rún àwa tá a wà ń bí láṣálẹ̀ yìí.
Thousands of us gathered
here. But there
are some people these prayers will not help.
Unless they are
really ready, unless they are really ready to completely repent.
Those are
the people who still have fornication, lust, sexual perversion in their hearts. Unless you are really ready to repent completely, the prayer may not be of help. This is why I ask you to confess your sins first. You will shout this loud and clear. Every effect of polygamy on my destiny, I beg you, concentrate. Many of us have suffered for too long. Many don't have direction. How can you be a champion, but inside you have been rendered useless? How can you suppose to be a multimillionaire, but you cannot even afford to feed properly? Why should you be begging for money from those you should be giving money to? Decide that enough is enough. Every effect of polygamy on my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Sekaya Boshentia. Something is happening already. Yes, 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 yes. Masopokoya Boshentera Bokopola Bakasanta. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Oh, what a pity. You don't understand. You are shaking your head. Don't shake your head alone. Speak.
Boldly.
Don't negotiate. Don't negotiate.
Do not do that.
Whatever you are, wherever you are.
Oh, you told Jabez, you told
it. It was the cry of Jabez that delivered him.
If be Jabez, he look back.
Nothing else.
Oh, so you know.
Is that cry you are crying now?
If be no lo anke by.
Some people are already receiving.
I want God to be receiving. Come back.
Please concentrate.
Your work for continue.
Say this loud and clear.
Everybody know, Rara.
I come against. Destiny killers.
I want to fire you, man.
By the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you say that loud and clear? Yes. Say it loud and clear. In the name of Jesus, yes, come against the destiny killers. Come against them by the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come against them. Mo pasakaya boshentia, ribosa pondekaya boshe. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want you to be more aggressive. As we pray this next prayer. If you are that sister who is here, and one day you had a dream, and you find yourself in that dream with both male and female sexual organs. As we are praying, just quietly find your way to this altar and be on your knees there. I didn't say the man, I said woman. So not no man be amongst them. You open your mouth like fire and like thunder. And you will pray this prayer with violence and with desperation. Say, God's original plan for my life. We are done. Manifest in the name of Jesus. Pa sakatonda yaba. Yes. God's original plan for my life. We are done. Manifest. 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 Masikapoya boshentera bokolaba. Ribosaponde kayaba. God's original plan for my life. We are there. Manifest. Manifest.
first. Fight on.
Aha, aha. Yes. Yes. Look at what is happening. That's right. That's the power of God. That's the power of God. Yes, be released. Be released. Let a surgical operation begin to take place. Let a surgical operation begin to take place. Let the surgeon of heaven begin to cut away anything that is not planted within. Yes. God's original plan for my life. Manifest. In the name of Jesus. Maseka poya bo shente rabo korabo santo yaba. Riba kapanda sata yabo shanta. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence, beloved. I say, heavenly sojourn that has entered into this altar ground and is cutting off what was not planted in the life of those at the frontier that the enemy has added to your destiny. It's cutting it off. That's right. You can feel the knife. The knife of the heavenly surgeon. Cutting off that which is not supposed to be there. Lord, I commit this, your children here, unto your holy hands. Let the electric power of the anointing fall upon them now, from the top of the head to the sole of the feet. And every stubborn plantation of the enemy that wants to confuse your destiny, let the surgeon of heaven begin to cut off every plantation of darkness in the name of Jesus. Silence. It's still happening. Surgeon is still working. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. You may go back to your seat rejoicing now. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Get yourself ready, beloved. Get yourself ready. Because of the manner of what is happening here tonight. Every spiritual and organizational weapon
gbogbo ija temi ato won ija to leto
fashion against my destiny
ti won se lodi se ayan mo mi.
Can you say that loud and clear?
Gbogbo ija temi
Can you say it louder than that? Die! In the name of Jesus. Destroy the weapons. Yes. 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 Mopa raka sopende kayabo shanta. Ribo sopende kayabo. In Jesus' name we pray. This particular prayer, pray it with holy desperation. Pray it with holy desperation. There is something in the court of law they call injunction. When the enemy slams an injunction on your destiny, that is it. Is that injunction you want to destroy now? Every satanic injunction, that is opposing my destiny.
Don't tackle your mommy.
Can you shout this loud and clear? In the name of Jesus, destroy the injunction of Satan. In the name of Jesus, pata sekapo ya boshanda, ribo sopende kaya boshenta yaba, masopende kaya boshenta yabo kolaba, ribo sopende kaya boshenta. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Let the power of God fall upon you. Yes, let that injunction be broken. Let it be broken. Let it be broken. Let it be broken. In the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Yes. Reaposikate yaboshente. Yes, 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 yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. There is something in the human body. We in the sciences, we call it genes, genes. Your genetic component. Your daddy had genes together with that of your mommy. And then it becomes you. And so in your life you have something contributed by your father, something contributed by your mother. We call it genes. You will now pray loud and clear. Please, I beg you. Don't joke with this one. My genes. My genes. Receive deliverance from inherited problems. Can I hear the brothers shouting it loud and clear? Brothers, I beg you, please shout it louder than that. Sisters, shout it louder than the brothers. Aha! Everybody together now. In the name of Jesus. Pata sekata. My Jesus, receive deliverance from inherited problems. In the name of Jesus. It's happening, it's happening, it's happening, it's happening. Masekaya boshente la bokoraba. Ribokapanda seteya boshente. In Jesus' name we pray.
You see?
You see what that prayer has done now? Someone near you. You are SS. By your genotype. The Lord has just converted you to AA. Your genes has received deliverance. You open your mouth like fire now. Please pray this with holy anger. Every power of my father's
house
acting as a policeman against my destiny. Can you say this loud and clear? In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it. Pa sikata. Riboloko sempende yabo shenta. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh, yes. Yes, let him go. Let him go. Let him go. Let him go. Remove your hand from his brain. Let him go. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Masika poshen terabo koraba. Riboson tonde kaya poshen terabo. Mesite ya bokushe. Ribosakatia santia. Rima pia lika santia. Amen. Sisters, shout it louder than anyone around you. Every power tracking down my star in the spirit realm. Sisters, can you shout it louder than that? Brothers, shout it louder than the sisters. Everybody together now. Your time is up. In the name of Jesus. The power that is tracking down my star. In the spirit realm. Your time is up. 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 Yes. Yes. Masapiari katonde yabosenda. Mosekaya boshente yaba. Bosente kaya boba kasinta yaba. Yes. Don't negotiate. Yes. Don't negotiate. Don't agree. Just. Jesus' name we pray. This prayer is for 3,000 persons. Please pray it well. Pray it well. My favor. Reject frustration. Please pray to her. Can I hear you shouting loud and clear? In the name of Jesus, I refuse to be frustrated. In the name of Jesus, Masekayabo Sheribo Saponte Kayaba. Name we pray. It is written about John the Baptist.
He
shall go forth in the spirit and power of Elijah.
He
shall go forth in the spirit and power of Elijah. As we pray this prayer, if you are here, and this is not a prophet told me, my Holy Spirit showed me, no. But your own parents told you that they asked of you from an idol or from water or from something like that. Not that you prayed and received revelation. No. Your own parents physically told you. Find a way to this altar, be on your knees. As you pray this prayer now, by the spirit of Elijah, every altar raised against my destiny, can you say this loud and clear? Shout it louder than anyone around you. Let me listen to those of you who are at the front here. Say it loud and clear. Everybody together now. In the name of Jesus, deal with the altar raised against your destiny. Continue. Today is today. Decide in your spirit that the enemy will not have the last laugh. Yes. By the spirit and power of Elijah, every altar raised against your destiny, die! Masikoyabo shenterabo koraba santayaba. Be released from the idol. Be released from the waters. Be released. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Yes.
Ben.
Lord, I release this, your children, unto your holy hands. Every dedication that speaks against you, every covenant that speaks against you, every power that has caged your destiny in the waters and in any shrine, right there where you are, receive your deliverance. 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 In the name of Jesus. Tonight, let the strong man that has been pursuing you be buried alive. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You may go back to your seat rejoicing now. Go back to your seat rejoicing now. Something that is happening here tonight. Something is happening here tonight. And you should not go home with any plastic experience. Say, my life. Open to divine deliverance. That prayer looks very simple. But it's a prayer that makes the hand of God to move. So if anything has been closing your life against deliverance, this is the time to get it open. My Lord! Open! To divine deliverance. In the name of Jesus. Jesus' name we pray.
Glory to Jesus.
Yes. Many things have happened here tonight. Many things will happen in your dreams. Thank you, Jesus. Begin to thank the Lord for what He has done tonight. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Of witchcraft powers on my destiny, wither. Can you say that and let me hear you? Give it 5 to 10 minutes before you go to bed tonight. Meanwhile, lay your right hand on your head and pray this loud and clear. I fire back every arrow of devotion.
gbogbo fire sile pada.
Targeted against my brain.
Èyí tí wọ́n dojú rẹ̀ kọ ọpọlọ.
In the name of Jesus. I fire back. Every arrow of devotion. Fired against my brain. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us share the grace in fellowship, beloved. Don't forget the prayer. Every mandate of witchcraft powers on my destiny wither. Can you say it again? Give it 5 to 10 minutes before you sleep.
Let's shout seven thunderous hallelujah.